ABC Radio Australia.
Competitive Australian rules football for women returns to Vanuatu this weekend. For the first time since before the pandemic, six teams will battle it out over the next few weeks for a place in the grand final on June the 10th. Meanwhile, in far north Queensland, as Talia Olatea reports, one of Vanuatu's leading male AFL players, Mark Niermack, has been recruited by the Monunda Hawks for the 2023 AFL Cairns season.
AFL Cairns is considered by many to be the strongest regional competition in Queensland. So for Mark Niermack to secure a place with the Hawks is no mean feat for a player from the Pacific Islands. Mark arrived in Queensland as a seasonal worker, but after he took a punt with an email to Hawks coach Wayne Seekman, he was invited to take part in an intra-club pre-season game at Kazali Stadium.
Yeah, it looked pretty comfortable out there. So, you know, his skills were pretty solid. Obviously, he'd played the game for a while back in Vanuatu, so you know, was keen to sign him. And he was very conscious, given the fact that he can't train all the time because he lives at Innisfail and it's an hour drive. So by the time he finishes work and has the opportunity to drive up here, and he's got to be back by 8:30 with the car that he's borrowing, makes it a little bit tricky. But I just said, mate, those players that fly in and fly out, that play games of footy, so it'd be no issue from my end about not being at training all the time, and yeah, the rest is history now.
And from there, it just got better and better for Mark as he was given a chance to show what he could do in the Hawks senior team. And Coach Seekman says the Vanuatu player has added a unique ingredient to the squad.
Then they had two practice games, so we just played him straight in the seniors, throwing him in the deep end, and we played North Cairns, and he was okay. He got the footy a couple of times, but you can clearly show that trying to get used to the pace of the game and the physicality and the structures in football that he might not have been used to before, caught him out a little bit. Then the second week he played again, played him in the seniors again, gives him another chance, and he kicked the goal against South Cairns. He had three bounces and ran into an open goal, kicked the goal and did some really good things. So already the growth from one game to the next game to his third game has been significant, and you know, he's someone that's got a bit of potential that, you know, who knows where he can end up.
It's a very promising start to a semi-professional career for the man from Vanuatu. And where there's one talent player, Wayne Seekman says, there's likely to be more.
Knowing that he's been one of the better players for Vanuatu, you don't really know what that looks like. But, you know, when you see him out there and thrown in the deep end, he didn't look out of place, which is really good to see, and shows you that some of these island teams, some of the better players might have opportunities to play in competition like Cairns, where it's becoming a little bit more advanced in your local community clubs in different parts of Australia that, you know, might lean a bit of a pathway that people want to come and play a bit of footy and have a working visa for a six-month period to do both things.
And now that the connection has been established between Cairns and Vanuatu, there's a good chance that a delegation from the Hawks will visit the country at some point in the future.
You need to get sponsors on board and the right people on board. It might not be taking the whole team over, but in the future there might be a chance to take one or two over, to go over there to do some clinics, to explore some talent and see who else might be interested in making a move in the future. But obviously these are only really small steps, and you know, I'm only 4 months into the job myself, so you never say never, but certainly you've got to look at different opportunities and avenues where you can look into future talent come into play in a competition that's growing very quickly.
Meanwhile, back in Vanuatu, the AFL scene for women is growing momentum. A group of teams came together in Port Vila under the watchful eye of AFL Vanuatu program manager Nancy Patterson, and she was really impressed with the speed at which the players picked up the game.
When we just started the game, it was like most of the team, they haven't had training, and just like a little bit fight another field, and they just know nothing. But at least we give them training before the games. And then later on during the quarters of the game, we were happy to see that now they were not scared to tackle and they learned the rules. And in the second game, they were improving. It was very good.
Melanie Manu is co-captain of the Grand Hotel team, and she says it's no easy feat getting to grips with the AFL game.
It's a little bit hard, like tackling and all the things, but I think if we learn more, we can go through. We have training every Monday and Wednesday, so there are many of them that are interested. So I told them to come on the training. So there are lots of people that are interested on AFL. So maybe we have more girls.
Right now, the 18-a-side game is largely out of reach simply because there just aren't enough players yet. But Melanie Manu says at her club, numbers are growing.
At the moment at Grand Hotel, we have 15 I think, 15 players already, but they said we play only for 9 aside. So we have 15 already. So there's still time. They're still interesting. So maybe, I think this week or next week, we full complete for the team.
At the moment, those teams are ready to compete. And we're just running like a 9-a-side game because it's the start of the competition. So as soon as we have the teams taking more players, then we will start to play the full game, like 18 players.
The women's competition will be launched with 2 matches, and then there'll be 2 more each week until the grand final opponents are decided. And after waiting for so long, Nancy Patterson, as you can imagine, is very keen to get started.
Yes. I'm so excited about that because for 4 years now, we haven't had this competition. It's because of the COVID and the challenges of the field. But now that we find somewhere to be paced at and play our competition, it's good to get games back. And the boys were there 2 years ago and, they were excited to have the competitions also.
Nancy Patterson, AFL Program Manager in Vanuatu. Good to see that the male players are taking an interest in what the female players are up to, and definitely AFL on the rise in that country. And the reporter there was Talia Olatia.